Support for the homemade broadcast on Sunshine 96.7 FM WMTB comes from Truvy Salon and Spa in St. Petersburg. Located at 8908 4th Street North, Unit B, Truvy Salon and Spa offers hair care products and salon services by appointment only. Find out more about Truvy Salon and Spa at their website, truvysalonandspa.com.
This is a homemade broadcast radio production.
And I don't know if some of you guys have seen this critical race theory. It's basically teaching kids to hate our country and to hate each other based on race. It puts race as the most important thing. I want content of character to be the most important thing. I want to treat people as individuals, and I want the history of our country taught accurately. And I want people to learn about the Founding Fathers and learn about the Constitution, as well as other great people like President Lincoln, like what we did in World War II, like the Civil Rights Movement, like the winning the Cold War. Those are all very important. When you start talking about these wacko theories, it's all designed to put a political agenda under the guise of history and civics. I don't want politicized civics. I don't want politicized history. I want accurate history. I want to make sure people understand that this is a great country, okay? And if you want your tax dollars funding education that's going to run down this country, you got the wrong governor.
Central Avenue. We're all about the Sunshine City. RadioSaintPete.com.
RadioSaintPete.com presents the Homemade Broadcast.
Hi. First time listener, first time caller. This message is for Will. Screw you, ass. Eat cum and fry ice.
Okay, and are you ready for the show?
Yay, we're ready, Lucy. Please start.
And so I started.
Hello, I'm world famous television news broadcaster Brendan McLaughlin, and you're listening to the Homemade Broadcast. That makes you really smart.
Personnel, this is CBTS. Space vehicle pre-count operations will start on my mark at 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It is the Homemade Broadcast, HMB Radio on RadioSaintPete.com, Sunshine 96.7 FM here in downtown St. Petersburg. I didn't get to wish y'all a happy St. Patrick's Day, so it's a week late. Sorry about that. It's my Irish brethren that I don't think I have. I asked my bubby a long time ago. We had a project for school, kindergarten, first grade. I said, what are we? Where do we come from? She went, I don't know. Europe? Somewhere? Oh, okay. Thanks, bubs. Appreciate it. My name is Will Coons. Welcome back to the program. Happy St. Patrick's Day, a week late. I wanted nothing more than to... St. Patrick's Day is amateur hour. I mean, it's not the day when you go out and enjoy yourself at a pub and have some beers. It's a day to stay away, honestly, from bars. Nothing good happens that day. But man, just being locked up for a year, I was thinking, how fun would it be to be out and about on St. Patrick's Day with a big group of drunken amateurs. I want to drink a Guinness fresh off the tap. I want to have a shot of Jameson. I want to wear a stupid-ass green hat that looks ridiculous and stupid shamrock glasses and just hang out with strangers, which normally sounds so off-putting at any other time, but it's just been so long since I've been able to do anything like that. The Tampa Bay area celebrate Florida's open. I mean, Florida's whatever. Florida's pretty much open. Diet open, I call it. But you can pretty much do anything you want. At a limited capacity, you may have to do things like wear a mask or that's about it, really. People were out celebrating St. Patrick's Day. I saw McDinton's downtown St. Pete was bumping. O'Maddy's down in Gulfport. All the normal spots were up and at 'em. And Bay News 9 put out an article. Yeah, the people were out and about in McDinton's, but not a lot of masks to be seen. It's over, dude. And what do you want people to do? They're drinking. Either shut it down or shut up. And people are out now. You can't drink your green beer with the mask on. It just doesn't happen. It looked like most people were gathered outside. I don't know what the inside was like, but it was elbow to elbow outside. But it's open. We're back. So I didn't participate in St. Patrick's Day, and not even because I'm trying to be safe. I would have went, probably. I have antibodies. You know, people are getting vaccinated, but I had to work. So I didn't get to go out. Maybe next year, you know, it'll be on a Friday or Saturday. Oh, Fridays I work too, though. Saturdays, maybe in 3 years I'll have a normal job. That would be nice. We'll see. So Florida's out and about, ready to go. Another clip from Ron DeSantis coming in hot, making a bold stand. These boring stands. A few, I don't know, 2, 3 years ago, 4 years ago, things that were just normal opinions that people had are now hot topics, boy. He came out against critical race theory being taught in Florida public schools. Now, where you stand on these topics, you could pretty much see the line where if you vote for D or R is essentially where you can see it. There's a lot of gray area, though. We live in this binary world where you're either one thing or you're not. And if you're not this thing, you must be the other thing. And that's how people argue and tear each other down. And, you know, it's very normal in 2021 to argue this way. But, you know, it's been called anything from a bridge to build a path to a more equitable future. You know, you'll hear words like equity being thrown around a lot. And all the way up to, this is just racism 2.0. And like I said, where you're at on this kind of depends on who you vote for. But Ron DeSantis came out against having taxpayer funding go to this theory. The former president wanted to have some sort of patriotic training. And I think the right move here is to just not have government involved at all. This country has a weird history. It is far from perfect, but it's not the extreme on one side or the other. And we should be able to understand that living in this age that we live in. We have, and I think part of it is you have too much information. Whatever you find, whatever data you find on the internet, you can look a little harder and it's contradicted by something else. You zoom in on a graph, it says one entirely different thing than when you zoom out on the graph. The world is so complex, there's no way to really understand it and know what's going on. Things are happening all the time that we're not privy to anybody. But this theory, it really is driving people insane. I've had firsthand experience with, you know, getting into fights with people over nothing, over basic boring facts. Look in a book, dude. Google stuff. It's right here. But it doesn't matter. They have their own data. Oh, well, you would say that, and because you say that, you're this thing. We are in a complete moral panic in our society right now. And I don't know where it ends. There's so much going on. It's hard to keep up with. But let's try. So we're going to dedicate this episode to trying to figure out what the hell is going on. And I'm going to try to give you some examples of why this is a panic and why we need to snap out of it ASAP, or we're doomed. We are doomed. This country is doomed. And I think a lot of people want this country to be doomed. That's what they're gunning for. So I've been advocating for a long time now to let's just agree to disagree and go our own ways. Because I've looked at the stuff that they're talking about where they go, here's the, and I just go, I disagree with this on its face. I don't know where to go from here. So we need to agree to disagree and walk away. You go over this way, I'll go over this way, and have a national divorce. Because we are seeing the world in totally different ways. And it's paranoid, delusional fantasy lands that this is created in. It's created by corporate journalists who, number one, do this stuff for money. And number two, believe it. They're trained in these universities where this stuff is paramount. Look at any university, there's stuff coming out every day. Columbia University. Those schools are separating graduation classes by socioeconomic status, by race. It's insane. Now, these are optional things, of course. The students can choose to do these things, but why? Why do this is your part? You're graduating, period. No, they need to be split up. And it's this weird, you know, you go so woke that you just become a racist, classist, whatever ist is popular. It's just the other side of that coin. And this is just created out of, I don't know. I mean, there's conspiracy theories that this is old Soviet wrecking that has just been playing the long game. And I don't know, maybe there's some truth to that, because it sure seems like they just want this union to collapse. And at this point, I'm saying, yeah, let's collapse it, because this is just not going to work out. We need to have a divorce, because I'm not going to see things your way, and you're clearly not going to see things my way. So maybe it's time we just go our own ways. We saw this with the shooting in Atlanta, this awful shooting, this kid mentally ill. Clearly, if you do something like that, you got to be off your rocker. I saw somebody interviewed a classmate of his from high school. He was one of those kids who carried around a Bible with him. You know, and he went and shot up some tug parlors, I call them. Massage studios, I believe is the preferred nomenclature. And they happen to be Asian massage parlors, which tend to be known for, how do I put this delicately, a full release, you know what I'm saying, from your front area. After they massage you, they do that to your ding dong. And sounds like a ball. Sounds like a blast. That must be a great feeling to be massaged and then have that happen to you. That's just, wow, what a life. But, you know, they're targets for sex trafficking, I hear, and other things. I don't know. But we're just talking about the shooting. The kid was apprehended. He shot up a few of these places, killed, I believe, 9 people. And he was headed to Florida. He was going to, you know, go pop off some porno stars down here that in Florida, Tampa, Miami are big spots for this. Got caught, got arrested. And the immediate push from press was, this might be a race thing, just so you know, because they were Asian. And there's also a lot of Asians that are being attacked in this country, New York City, San Francisco, Oakland, Atlanta. Not exactly MAGA country, to be fair. And the push was, yeah, this is white supremacy. I don't know how you know that, how you make an assumption. Just to jump to conclusions like that. Now, this guy was captured alive. So they asked him, what are you doing? Why did you do this? And he said, I wanted to get rid of places of temptation for me because I have a sex addiction and he's a pious man. Oh, well, that kind of takes out that. He said, no, I had nothing to do with them being Asian American or immigrants. I just, you know, was getting my ding dong touched and I liked it, but I didn't like it for my soul. So I decided to stop it. He's a Looney Tune. Still, even after that, no, we don't believe you. It's still a problem, still a race thing. And you just go, well, we got to walk away. How do you bargain with that? How do you talk about that? No, we know what you really think, and it's not this. I'm sure if he would have came out and said, yes, it had to do with their race, they would have been like, see, yep. Got him. This is the narrative they want to push. Why? Unless it is to just wreck everything. Look up Soviet wrecking. It's just denial of reality, denial of what's happening. And people happily do it. And I think people trust the news so much. Now, a lot of people don't. Their trust is at an all-time low. Social media exposes them. Twitter exposes it. You know, they get caught lying. They stealth edit articles. They run with something. Washington Post just got exposed for this. Because they said that the former president told the person in Georgia to find the fraud was the quote, and you'd be a national hero if you did so. Well, they just retracted all that and said, yeah, that actually didn't happen. Well, way too late. I mean, that was the main thing, that he was trying to intimidate people. That was his crime. I'm sorry, I didn't vote for Donald Trump, but this is ridiculous. This is a paranoid fantasy land that they are creating. And I don't care what side of the aisle you sit on. If you're not acknowledging that, then you're part of the problem. If this is how we're arguing now, then we just need to split up and go our own way. I mean, what happened with that kid is a travesty. And he's going to be punished for it. He will go to jail forever. They're going to throw him in a hole and throw away the key. Throw him in a hole. Or he might be executed. I don't know what Georgia's death penalty status is. Heard a lot of that, too. Oh, these people don't get punished. What? He's going to prison. Guarantee you. You know, we are in the hypersensitivity like I've never seen. And it's not good. When everyone's a witch, no one's a witch. And a lot of people are being accused of being a witch now. This girl, Alexi McCammon. She's a journalist. She last was at Axios. She was in the news last month, 6 weeks ago. She was dating TJ Ducklow, who was an advisor to the Biden staff in the White House. That guy threatened another reporter because she reported that he was dating this woman. And I guess he accosted her and said that she was jealous and, you know, attacking a female journalist. Uh-oh. And initially he got suspended, and then finally they had to just say, yeah, well, you got to resign, dude. You got to go. So she is a person of color. I should mention Alexi. She's a black woman. She got hired at Teen Vogue, and she was going to be the new editor-in-chief at Teen Vogue. Well, they dug through her Twitter, and she had some tweets when she was a teenager. A child. And there was some anti-Asian stuff in there. So she's in trouble. Uh-oh. Can't do that. As a teenager. So she had to step aside for a little bit. Then this shooting happened, and she's gone. She's gone now. She's a black lady. Moral panic. She says, and it sounds like a hostage letter. It sounds like it was prepared for her and she had to sign her name to it. I'm sure she got some sort of cash settlement, I'm assuming. She posted a statement to her. She says, my past tweets have overshadowed the work that I've done to highlight the people and issues that I care about. So I've decided to part ways with Condé Nast, who owns Teen Vogue. Moral panic. This is more than 10 years ago. She's a baby. You say terrible things as a teenager, but they'd start to eat their own now. There's no excuse. Everything is black and white. There is no middle ground. There is no gray areas. There is no context to be put to these things. With Twitter's tough because there is no context, really. You'd have no tone. You can't decide how people read this. I don't tweet anymore. I used to tweet about this stuff. I just go, no, it's not going to be beneficial to me. God forbid someone, you know, decides to interpret it the way that they want to, as opposed to the way I actually meant it. It doesn't matter how I meant it. It's how they took it that matters and is paramount. Poor Anna, who's not here this week. Sorry, she's not going to be here this week. She was fired for something similar to this. And this was 6 months ago, a year ago. This is when things were starting to heat up a little bit. And I should mention that she's a Jewish woman. You know, she's not a practicing Jew, but Jewish by heritage. Half my family is Jewish by heritage. Doesn't matter. You know, she made some unsavory tweets. She got in trouble for making a social media post. She said some things. You know, I'm sure you all probably know this story, but she made a video about a woman having she made a video about a comedy show that she went to and how incredible it was. And side note, it was crazy. This B word, she referred to this person as a B word, which is a female dog, had a seizure. It was crazy. Throwaway comment. That's the way people talk, by the way, when you talk to your friends. That's the way girls talk. They call each other the B word. A lot of them. Not all of them, of course. But people talk not like they would when they're given a commencement speech at a university all the time. Very lax with their language sometimes. So she got that turned into she wanted people who have epilepsy to die, which wasn't true. But, you know, I felt like that was taken advantage of because they know that these companies go, ah, and freak out. And, you know, they offered a donation to the foundation. They ran PSAs for, oh, my God, a long time to where to donate if you want to donate. So it's in their best interest to freak out because it's rewarded when they freak out. They demand her be terminated then, and she almost was. I mean, the company caught a lot of crap for that. So she was on a tight leash. She made a stupid tweet, which was a joke. Whoever saw it didn't take it as a joke, went and complained. Well, you're on a short leash. You got to go. Bye. She's gone. So it's not worth tweeting. I told you a few times that the morning show of the station that I'm on, they do a death pool. One of their picks is who's on the station that's not going to be here anymore. Now, I don't think they mean die, but just not be here anymore. I got picked by one of the people on that show. They said, oh, I think it'll just move on, do something else. Better role, maybe somewhere else. Oh, cool, thanks. And then one of the other guys, I think he's going to get fired because of his Twitter. I went, ah! Oh, no. Oh, no, 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 no. Because I tweet out jokes. I'm funny. I say things that are funny. But not anymore. It's just, it's not worth it for me. If I'm working for a corporation, I can't take that risk. So now my Twitter's boring. And it has to be so absurd things. There's no, and having nothing to do with any sort of culture war stuff anymore, politics or anything like that. It has to be something just NFTs and Bitcoin and crack and, you know, things like it's just so absurd that it can't possibly be taken literally or anyone could be offended by it. Although I'm sure some people could be offended. People can be offended by anything they want. But it's such a scary time to be in any sort of but we're in a renaissance. Some of the best content is being created right now. It's all online. It's not vetted by corporations. Comedy's not good on Comedy Central. Go to Comedy Central's stand-up Instagram page. And if you're honest, tell me how many funny people that are actually funny on that. I don't know, 20% maybe? I think I'm being generous. I went to it and was shocked about how bad it was. You know, Comedy Central used to be gatekeepers for comedy. Now, with the internet, you don't need it. And they're losing their power. Journalists are losing their power to independent media. Journalists are getting called out and exposed for egregious lies on Twitter. People find it, fact check it in real time. Well, they don't want that. They want the control of the narrative. So things like Substack, I've got to go. Substack is a place where writers can go and start writing stuff. And if they have any sort of following, people will pay a monthly, like a Patreon, but for writing. Well, that's got to go now because they're being critical of media. And now Brian Stetler from CNN, New York Times, they're focusing on the hate on Substack. How do you put the genie back in the bottle here? We're living in alternate realities. I'd say it's time to agree to disagree, and let's just go our own ways. Shall we? Go create new institutions where normal people live, and you weirdos can consume yourselves in a dark, dark place full of fear and terror and where witches are everywhere. 813-693-2124 is the voice and text line. HMB Radio is the website. Twitter, @home_made_man. Same thing with Instagram. So the main target now that the old president is gone seems to be Tucker Carlson now. Tucker Carlson got in trouble because he said something about, let me just play it for you. This is a quick rundown with what happened with Tucker Carlson and the United States Marine Corps.
China has quickly developed the world's largest naval force. In 2015, China had 255 battle force ships. Now they have more than 360. And many of those ships are more capable than anything in the American naval fleet. So how are we responding to this?
Some of it's relatively straightforward work, where we're making good progress designing body armor that fits women properly, tailoring combat uniforms for women, creating maternity flight suits, updating requirements for their hairstyles.
So we've got new hairstyles and maternity flight suits. Pregnant women are going to fight our wars. It's a mockery of the U.S. military.
So S hit the fan with this. People freaked out. You know, he's a monster. He's a cable news host. And the United States military, the Pentagon, decided to respond to a cable news host. Now, I just want to flip this around real quick. Now, imagine if, let's flip things around. Let's say that the former president won re-election and he sent his Pentagon out to confront something that Rachel Maddow at NBC said. Can you imagine what the response would be? Oh my God. It would be that journalism is dying in darkness and the military is trying to intimidate a member of the press. It would be, I can't imagine. There'd be graphite on the walls of CNN. But the military, the Pentagon, decided to respond to Tucker Carlson. What?
Drama TV. Ladies and gentlemen, that's what I call it. I'll apologize up front and tell you that I don't have cable news at home. I don't have it here in the office. And I don't watch a lot of drama TV. I understand some comments were made yesterday, and I watched the clip that Mr. Carlson produced as he referred to pregnant women in the military. I'll remind everyone that his opinion, which he has a right to, is based off of actually 0 days of service in the armed forces. He was talking specifically about pregnant women in the armed forces today and how it makes us less lethal and less fit and less ready. Let me tell you where he's wrong. Those decisions were made by medical professionals, by commanders, and our civilian leadership that allows for women to have more time with their children, to recuperate, to get fit and ready, to take that time that's necessary that our medical professionals know is needed, which actually makes us a more lethal and ready and fit force. We value women in our armed forces. We value those that have served in the past, and we value those that have served today. We value our families in the military. Let's remember that those opinions were made by an individual who has never served a day in his life. Let's remember that's all about drama TV. God bless America. Semper Fidelis.
And then Tucker went ahead and responded to that official there.
The Department of Defense launched a large and coordinated public relations offensive against this show. Pentagon brass issued hostile statements. People in uniform sent out videos on social media. The DOD even issued a news release attacking us. Press Secretary Smites, Fox News host. Unless you have served in the military yourself, you haven't earned that right. Really? Can only cops talk about police brutality? If you haven't been elected to office, are you allowed to criticize Congress? They're not making a real argument. They're trying to silence dissent. Not playing along. Sorry. If the Pentagon can show that pregnant pilots are the best, we will be the first to demand an entire Air Force of pregnant pilots. Finding the most effective military pilots or infantry officers or SEAL teams is not his priority. It's not even close to his priority. Identity politics is Joe Biden's priority. It's all that matters. Just this week, the Biden administration announced that the Pentagon will pay for gender reassignment surgery for active duty personnel. How do sex changes in the military make this country safer?
Now, look, you can agree or disagree with that. I don't really have an opinion on it. I don't know enough about it. But the fact that the military is responding, the United States military is responding to a cable news host is shocking. They don't need to respond. They need to protect the country. That's their job. They don't need to get involved in these culture wars. Who cares what he says? Just disregard it. You know, if you say the right things, you don't necessarily have to do the right things. You just have to put it out there, and you'll fool people. You say the nice things, and then you can kind of do whatever you want. Here's another example. Activision is a video game company. They released a statement about the shooting in Atlanta and you know, stopping hate, et cetera, et cetera. And then on March 17th, the CEO laid off 190 people. Over 1,000 people have been laid off in the past 2 years from this company. Now, its CEO, though, he got a $200 million bonus on top of his $30 million in annual pay. Say the right things. You don't have to do the right things. Occupy Wall Street was a time when people said, yeah, enough is enough. This inequality is out of control. And together, no matter what your race, creed, we went and marched on Wall Street. I didn't go, but a lot of people did. And it pointed out there's an issue here. There is a problem. And there is. No doubt about it. And we all looked up together and looked at them drink their champagne and said, we're going to cut your heads off because we're not going to do this anymore. And then all of a sudden, all these corporations, they've given $8 billion since the George Floyd death to, you know, for nice causes that sound good on paper. $8 billion. Now, where's that money going? I have no idea. But they say they're giving this money to these things. Now, where it's going, I don't know. Probably going into a hedge fund somewhere. But they say it's for these things. You say the right things, you don't have to do the right things. And we're getting fooled. And we're divide and conquer mentality with the plebs. And we are the plebs. 813-693-2124-HMBRadio.com.
The homemade broadcast is on RadioSaintPete.com.
I ruined my mother's birthday. Feel really bad about it. I don't feel really bad about it. I didn't do anything. I didn't do anything, I swear. Let me explain. Okay. It's my mom's birthday, right? I want to do something real nice for her. Glad I didn't now, because it was ruined. But I'm thinking, oh, it's her birthday. You know, my stepfather had a pretty serious heart attack. Survived it, luckily, by the skin of his teeth. He's okay. You know, he's recovering. He's doing pretty good. I went and saw him a few weeks ago. And I said, well, I want to do something really nice for her birthday. Let me go get her some flowers. You know, florists aren't open on Sunday? Not open on Sunday. Most of them, the majority of them, closed. Damn it. All right. Screwed up. Wanted to get her a nice bouquet. I didn't want to go to Publix and get a bouquet there. Nothing against them. I just wanted a nice thing, a really put together by a florist, flowers, bouquet. in a pot or something. I wanted to spend like $100. I got my Papa Joe dollar. So let me spend some on my mommy. You know? She deserves it. Had a tough year. Tough life. Nope, they don't know how to open. Okay, well, I'm going to Walmart then. I'm not getting the $6 bouquet. I'm getting the $10 bouquet, okay? This is for my mommy's birthday. So I had to do that. I was embarrassed. I called her. Hey, you still want to go to lunch? Let me take you to lunch for your birthday. Yeah, she's all excited earlier in the week. Call her today. Yeah, let's go. That sounds good. I said, okay, great. I have an idea. She goes, do you want to go to the Outback or something? I go, if that's where you want to go, then that's where we'll go. However, I was thinking, why don't we go get some stone crab? Why don't we, you know, not be white trash for a day? I didn't say that. I just said, why don't we go here? And I suggested a place, and I said, it's on me, and, you know, this is my gift to you. We're going to have a nice day. And she said, okay, great. That sounds good. Awesome. On my way. As soon as I pull into her parking lot. She lives in an apartment complex. And I'm in the parking lot, and I get a message from her that says, she calls, and I answer the phone. She goes, I think we should just go out back. I went, why? Why? I just want to know why. You know, if she wants to go to Outback, we'll go to Outback. That's fine. But why? Why the change all of a sudden? Well, she wants her husband to go, my stepfather. Of course. Yeah, I was assuming that. Yeah, absolutely. And I just think we should go to Outback. She's not really elaborating. She says, do you know what I mean? I said, no, I don't know what you mean. I don't understand. What's the difference in venue here? If we go to this nicer place or Outback, what's the difference? And then she goes, well, the heat. You can't be in the heat. It's a beautiful day, number one. But, okay, I mean, the other place has inside seating. This isn't the Civil War. Everywhere has air conditioning. Or in Florida, we could sit inside at this place. It's a little bit nicer. And I said, well, that's fine. We'll go to Outback. No, whatever. That's fine. And then I get a voicemail right after I hang up with her. Finishing pulling into her complex, and then I get this message that, let's just be honest, my mother's severely mentally ill, and she's been dealing with it her entire life, and I'm trying to reason with somebody who's having an episode, and then I'm getting that I don't understand, you know, that her husband just had a serious heart attack, so now it's my fault. I ruined it by wanting to take her to a nice place and get her nice things. It's my fault. So she just said, no, just leave me alone. Just leave her alone. No good deed goes unpunished. My goodness. So I ruined her birthday. And I thought about being petty and leaving the $10 bouquet of flowers on her doorstep. And I didn't do it because I thought that was mean. But my friends were like, why didn't you leave the flowers for her at least? And I thought I was being a jerk. If I did that, I didn't want to be a jerk. I was trying to be the bigger person at this point. They're like, oh, that would have been nice. I thought I was being a dick if I did that. But I just wanted to tell her, like, can we just not be who we are for a day? We can be white trash 364 days out of the year. We could celebrate our birthdays. Don't celebrate your birthday at Outback. Nothing against Outback. Outback's great. I love a good chain restaurant. Chili's in. Applebee's, great. Let's do it. Riblets, yum, yum, give me some. But it's your birthday. We're not going to celebrate like we're illegal immigrants at Outback Steakhouse. It's humiliating watching people get that free piece of pie and get sung to by people who are, I mean, just scraping by. Worse than we are at Outback Steakhouse. Nothing against it. Again, I love Outback Steakhouse. Sponsor this podcast, Outback Steakhouse. You have 72 hours. I love it. Bloomin' onion, great. But I'm not going to stick a goddamn 62 in there and give it to my mother in a scalding hot bloomin' onion for her birthday cake. We can be who we are. We can be garbage 364 days out of the year. So I ruined my mother's birthday. I didn't say these things. I wanted to say these things, and I'm saying them to you now. This is the plight of me. No good deed goes unpunished, folks. I just want you to remember that. I still haven't spoken to her. I suppose I should call her. I'm scared of her. I don't know if she's still mad at me. You know, I'm 36 years old. This is insane. But this is dealing with mental illness, which is rampant, not only in this country, but the world. This world is sick. Not to go back into what we talked about for 30 minutes, but we are living in delusional fairylands created by media. Get out of it, folks. Do yourself a favor. Take a step back every now and again. My name is Will Koontz. This has been the Homemade Broadcast. Anna will be back next week. We'll have a more fun episode, I think. Visit the website, hmbradio.com. Follow me on Twitter and Instagram at @home_made_man. Donate if you're enjoying the program. HMB Radio, there's a donate tab on hmbradio.com. My name is Will Koontz. This has been HMB Radio on Radio St. Pete and Sunshine 96.7 FM. Have a good one. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
You have found the Homemade Broadcast on RadioSaintPete.com.